Good evening, and let's have a ching. Ching. Well, it's always fantastic to open the Cell Favosa di Confratelli. That's right. Yes, I may have told you this before. I'm the Confratelli. And yes, of course, they bottle the bottle for me. And it's around £25 a bottle. And it's worth every penny. And this is the Rosso Reserva, a very special edition. And it's 14.5% Salice Salentino. So what can we expect from a Southern Italian Puglia red from the Maestro Angelo Macchi? Is that Macchi? Well, I think, you know, we're looking at something pretty nice and red in the glass. And today I've got a masterclass glass, which is just right for a really decent red wine. And so, first of all, we're just having a look at, when you swirl the wine, you know, you get these legs, which is the alcohol draining down the glass. And they're pretty well matched, I'd say, in this one. And on the nose, I'm getting lots of spice, licorice, and some really hard-hitting fruits, you know, like, well, loganberry, perhaps, or wild brambles, touch of forest mushroom, I think. So it's still, you know, February, so the room temperature isn't doing a whole lot for the wine, but you can always cut the glass in your palms, you know. And talking about palms, the kind of motif for this wine is two palms, and it's called Due Palma. So there you go, cup the glass in your two palms, and you've basically got the sort of spirit of the wine right there. Right, so this wine comes to me 3 years. So this was the 2017. I would have received this in 2020. You know, so a great deal of preparation has gone into producing this wine, because this guy used to run a cooperative of 1,000 grape growers, so he could get his hands on the very best of the grapes in that area, Puglia, the heel of Italy. And he, you know, has become a bit of a byword and a legend. Now he's retired, but it still does all the same things, but he's just retired, you know. And so this is a guy who's got an eye and a taste bud for perfection, and nothing really escapes him, and he doesn't want anything to go out with his name on it unless it's of the very, very best. And this is the best of the best, okay? So it's got a little bit of age on it, 8 years coming up. And this is a fantastic wine to have with, say, a beef casserole or venison stew, something like that, you know, something wintry and warming. Maybe just some vanilla ice cream with black cherries in the summer. You know, it's a year-round wine, but it really does suit a winter's evening, or early-ish spring, sort of, as in this week. This is a wine that I always open with enormous anticipation. I just know it's going to be one of the, you know, all-rounders that's going to be... There's no sort of doubt or hesitation or frustration or even, you know, crustacean. I wouldn't really put it with crab or anything. So, you know, what have I got? Really, really dark cherry, these bramble notes, lots and lots of pepper spice, you know, a bit of sage in there, just a touch of rosemary even. And, well, it's, you know, just tasting glorious. I'm not going to go for graphite pencil or cigar ash, or indeed saddle leather, or even, you know, forest mulch. Just, it's just a fecking good, glorious red wine with, you know, a lot of weight, a lot of punch. You're definitely going to know you drank this one. And it's not one of these sort of terribly, terribly lightweight wines, which leave you wondering whether you did just have a glass of wine or perhaps it was just water. You know, this is a wine with a huge texture. A little bit of brick dust, you know, in there with some sandpaper. But it's glorious. It's really, really rich, but it's velvet in its iron fistness. I mean, it's an iron fist in a velvet glove, you know. Yeah, it's huge on the fruit, but it's not a jammy type of wine. This is a wine for people that, you know, want to go a bit extra length. Yeah, it's got a decent finish, and you know, it's definitely going to give you an orgasmic evening. There's no doubt about that. You know, if you want to impress someone, and I always want to impress myself, this is the wine to go for. So you can actually get your hands on some of this, but it's, you know, it's tricky, but you can do so. The first thing to do is to get yourself over to bit.ly/greatwinehere, all one word, bit.ly/greatwinehere. And then you'll be given an offer page. Buy yourself a case of wine. It's a very, very good offer. And then you'll get inside the, you know, insider. You'll get an account with these guys, and through the account, you'll be able to look for something called VP, which is Vineyard Partners. But you need to already have bought a case of seasonal wines in order to get yourself an account. Get inside the account, go for the Vineyard Partners, VP, VP Lounge, it's called, and if you scroll down there, there's quite a number of Vineyard Partners now, but the one you want, and I have to say of all of the Vineyard Partners, this one is by far the most lucid, rich, lush, incredibly impressive, orgasmic red wine. It's the Selvarossa di Confratelli. Okay, don't buy too much of it, because I want to step up from 6 bottles a year to 12 fairly soon. You know, you're just going to be in heaven, really. There's so little more I can say about it. Just do that. bit.ly/greatwinehere. Get yourself a case on discount. Once you're in, go into your online account and hit VP Lounge and scroll down and see if you can get yourself in as the Confratelli on the Selvarossa. And, well, your life is going to be one grand sweet song from then on. And, yeah, it's a little bit of a promotion, but really I'm just trying to give you a leg up, you know, because probably it's still going down to the garage and buying those cheap wines that have got, like, a lizard on the side of it, you know, and if it's got a lizard on the side of it, where are we going with that? Don't get one with a lizard. Get one with two palms, okay? Due Palmer. And warm it in your two palms and you're away, you know, big, bursting jams and fruit, and well, you know, I can't more highly recommend an incredible wine, right? You're always going to like this. It's always going to be good for a dinner. It's always going to be good to just, you know, get someone else under the covers with you. It's that simple. I mean, the covers, you know, I mean, I was talking about the dining table, of course.